We are now at the point that we are approaching the end of our series of Fruits of the Spirit. For us to have spent the last several weeks looking at how important it is what we produce in our lives that others see as the characteristics of those that call themselves by the name of Christian. Again, today, as we read this passage, listen to those traits and how important they are if we are to change the world as God has called us to through His Son, Jesus Christ. From Galatians, the 5th chapter, these words. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other. May God bless the reading and the hearing, and today the understanding of His holy word. Faithfulness. You've already heard from Miss Becky this morning in the children's sermon some definitions for that word. If you happen to still read on a regular basis the King James Version, it is translated there, the word faithfulness, as fidelity. The Message, Eugene Peterson's interpretation, translates it as loyal commitment. William Barclay says it is trustworthiness. It is the characteristic of reliability. Trustworthy, faithful, reliable, and committed. If you have any one of those, or if by chance all of those characteristics are attached to your name and to the person that people see in this world, then you are going to draw positive attention. To be trustworthy, to be faithful, to be described as extremely loyal and committed, to be the kind of individual that people can count on, will draw attention to you, the kind of attention that a Christian needs to draw. For you see, this compilation of characteristics shown to us here in Scripture helps to reinforce what we believe that God is calling us to through a relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ, in being the very best we can be in every single area of our living. That is why there is not one characteristic, but many. That love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness need to be a part of making us the best we can be in every area of living. It is not okay for us to say, you know, I'm not really a very good husband. And I'm not really a very good role model for my children or for others who watch my life. And you know, if I were an employer, and I was looking to hire someone, I sure wouldn't hire me because I'm lazy, not a good worker, not honest, trustworthy, or dependable. But let me tell you what I am. I'm a crackerjack good Christian. Can you understand how ridiculous that would sound to the world? And how utterly ridiculous it sounds to God Himself. For He calls us as Christians to a higher standard. And that is what these verses are all about. To be in relationship with God through Jesus Christ and to have the Spirit of Christ living in us calls us to a greater standard and in every single area of our living. So that we are to be trustworthy and faithful. We are to be the kind of person that others can rely upon. We must be loyal to our commitments. We must be the kind of individual that when we speak, people can count that they have heard the truth. That we don't just back it up with our mouths, but we back it up with our living. That is the kind of faithfulness and trustworthiness that is expected from us by God. And we value that in other people. We value faithfulness in relationship with others. When you begin to go down the list of friends that you have, one of the first things that you will evaluate is their loyalty and their faithfulness as a friend to you. When you begin to think about those friends that have been friends for a long period of time, there are those individuals that you know, because they have proven it with their actions, that if you were to go to them, call them, no matter you may have been separated by time and space for a long period of time, but they're the kind of friend that is so loyal and so committed and so trustworthy that you could call them up and say, I have a need, and they would drop everything right then and come to your rescue. Why? Because they are faithful and loyally committed to you. They have taken that which you have placed in them, a love, and deposited in them a time, effort, and energy to build a relationship, and they are faithful and loyal to that commitment, and you value that. And when you begin to get down to the point where you are evaluating the things in your life that really are important, you're going to find out that that list contains very few material things, but you're going to find it's going to contain a whole lot of relational things of those people you can count on. You are going to value those higher than anything else. We value that in relationships. And therefore, people value that in us. When I was in college, my first 2 years at North Greenville, I was a member of the basketball team. Now, I say I was a member of the basketball team. I did not play much basketball. I was, as I've told you before, I played when we were way ahead or way behind. I was what you call the mop-up crew. Go in and finish up. But it didn't mean that the mop-up crew didn't have to practice every single minute just like the regular players. And our coach at that particular time, Larry Wall, was an absolute Dean Smith disciple. He went to his camp every year. He worked in his camp. And we just dreaded because he would come back with everything that Dean Smith did. So he came back and he said, "Guys, we're not working hard enough." We said, "Thank you, Dean." So before practice, we had to take, he had a pile of bricks. We had to go out on the athletic field and we had to pick up bricks in each hand. And we had to run a timed mile before practice started every day. And if we didn't make our time, then we had to do it all over again. As will sometimes happen, classes can get in the way of athletics. So I happened to have a lab, and if you had a lab and you missed the running the mile before practice, you got the special privilege of after 2 hours of practice running it afterwards, still having to make that time. I dreaded that like everything. You're trying to save something within practice because you know at the end you've got to go out there and you've got to run and you're going to be absolutely expended and you've got to go out and do that and you're just miserable. So here it comes, the end of practice. Everybody else is headed off. They're through. They're done. I've got to go out and run my timed mile with bricks in my hand. So I head out to do that, totally and completely dejected, when I feel a presence behind me. And here, coming down the hill where we're headed out to the athletic field, is one of my teammates, Bruce Whelan. Bruce and I had known each other since high school time, played on different teams and competed against each other, and now we were teammates at North Greenville. And Bruce is coming down the hill. My first thought is, he is going to watch me go through this agony just so he can report it back. But I go down and pick up my two bricks and get down there, and the manager always has to come down and run the clock. And Bruce goes over and picks up two bricks, and he comes and gets on the line with me. I said, "Bruce, what are you doing?" I said, "You've already done this once." He said, "Well, I figured that if I had to do this, that it'd be a lot easier if I had a partner." He said, if I felt that way, so would you. Which he proceeded to then run that extra mile for him, to which without him, I may still be running. With him, we made our time. We value loyal commitment and faithfulness. We value what that means to us. We hold on to that. And it is one of those traits that God said, if we will walk by the Spirit, we will exemplify and people will be drawn to that. And when they are drawn to it, we are able to show them it is because of God's faithfulness to us, His love of us, His commitment to us on an ongoing basis that gives us the ability to be able to feel God's presence, God's love, and to then in turn be faithful as He calls us to be. Remember, we are attempting, through being transformed by the Spirit of Christ, to look more and more like Him. And He was incredibly faithful. Our God is faithful. We sang a hymn this morning that I love, entitled, "Great is Thy Faithfulness." Listen again to some of those words. "Great is Thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. With each passing day, God reminds us of His faithfulness by allowing His promises to us to come true. And the thing about God's faithfulness, it is not dependent upon His current situation or His current predicament. It is not dependent, His faithfulness, upon what He is dealing with in the lives of others or in the entire world. It is not how He is currently available to us or not available. His faithfulness is the same all the time. And therefore, an example for our faithfulness. It must be faithfulness and loyalty and trustworthiness, no matter what situation we currently face. When we come face to face with God and when He evaluates our life and He looks at our level of faithfulness too in our living, and He comes to a point in our life where we have literally disappeared from His presence, and our trustworthiness and our faithfulness has disappeared, and God looks at us and says, what happened here, Bobby? It's not going to work for me to say to Him, well, it happened to be a particularly difficult period in my life. It happened to be a time where really I was having some health issues and I wasn't feeling too good. So I focused on myself and not on you. Okay? But what about this blank when you disappeared here? Won't work for me to be able to say, well, that was a particularly difficult financial time in my life. I was really struggling. And in the midst of that, I needed to focus on myself and those financial needs, and to be very honest with you, I really didn't have time to be able to focus on what you might want me to do or invest in. But Bobby, what about this period here? Well, God, that was a particularly emotional time in my life. I had a lot of other interest in my life, And really, I was trying to find myself in the midst of that, and so I put all my effort and energy in that. If God is having to look through our lives and pick out the few times that we have been faithful, then that experience being face to face with Him is going to be extremely unpleasant. Instead, what He has given us an example of Himself is that I will always, at whatever point you need me, I will be loyal to my commitment to you. I will be trustworthy. I will be faithful. When you need me, you can count on me. And what I ask in return is that you show that level of faithfulness in your living, and I will reward it. When times are tough, when times are difficult, I need to see that you are not putting your faith in yourself, but you are putting it in me. And I will prove to you that I am faithful. The promises you read, the promises you depend on, you will find are true. You can depend on me. And what we want so badly, if we are looking to walk by the Spirit, is for God to be able to look at our lives and how we live every day and to be able to say, that servant of mine is faithful. I don't care what the world throws their way. I don't care what they have to face. That servant of mine understands that I will carry them through and that I will be faithful, and therefore their gratitude and their understanding of what it takes to have a relationship with me, they are faithful and loyally committed to how I have asked them to live, and it is paying dividends. God is faithful at all times. If we are to be more like Him, look more like Him, make a difference in the world for Him, then we too must show that same level of faithfulness. It is reflecting back to Him what He has already been so wonderful to give us. I will be there for you. You don't have to go looking for me. I will always be front and center. We must depend upon God's faithfulness, and therefore, He should be able to depend upon our faithfulness. Since we live by the Spirit, let us walk by the Spirit. Add that faithfulness to the characteristics that we display before the world, because He has been so faithful to us. Would you join me in prayer? Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank You so very much for Your faithfulness. We thank You for Your graciousness and goodness shown to us in so many different ways. We can depend on You. Your promises are true, and You make that evident with each passing day. Help us, Lord, to let the Spirit that lives within our hearts help us to show that same faithfulness, so that You will know we love You, so that the world will know we love You. Will help us to draw others so that they too can have the relationship we have that literally has changed our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.